We reach all the way back to August 1st, 1992, for this glistening jewel of a broadcast. I've titled it Radiodorant. Norm makes a triumphant return to the airwaves after a two-week absence while he convalesced from hernia surgery. It all begins with Bob McMahon from WBZ News and his intro to the AccuWeather forecast with the lovely and exciting Roy Gallant. Then Norm introduces Jack Hart for Traffic, sponsored by IHOP. That rooty-tooty, fresh and fruity breakfast was quite the bargain. Next, our ears are caressed with the voice of Dr. Lonnie Carton, host of the Learning Center. Sally Sixpack and Charlie Cokehead were in attendance. Now the dumb birthday game theme to launch the frivolity. The players. The naughty Helen from Boston, who wants to say hello to Jack and tells him where he rates. Jimmy from Winthrop, who wants to say hello to Karen. The slippery Anne from Everett. She wants to say hello to Norm. However, Norm is currently lying in state. Joe the Baker doesn't have anyone to say hello to. He's just glad to have Norm back. Which brings up the thought that, was Norm contemplating retirement while he recovered? Sacrilege! A terrifying reality, though, had sunk in, and it was too much. The giddy and giggly Karen Mesliner, whom I persuaded to stay instead of visiting Jack's traffic tower. I am in studio, and also share a hello. And the disappointed and depressed Jack Hart. The comedy-soaked birthdays are spread over 4 days. Dom DeLuise, Jeffrey Holder, and Joe Elliott are for August 1st. Norm left a bunch of birthdays on the table for that day and refused to divulge who they were. So we move on to August 3rd, Martin Sheen. We may have to send a search and rescue crew out to find Ann. Tony Bennett was also on August 3rd. And we move on to August 5th, Lonnie Anderson. And August 6th, Robert Mitchum. Norm states he has an extremely rare photo of him with at least one of his eyes all the way open. Other revelations. Norm is fired up for this one. He has been remiss in sending out prizes, and his two-week recovery has made it worse. Jimmy is still waiting for his weather stick from 8 months ago. Turns out, that was my responsibility. The sales department has started locking their drawers and placing notes not to use their typewriters. Norm chortles along with Karen. The jokes are so bad, Norm feels it may be worse than when he left. He may just have more surgery and take another 3 to 4 weeks off, in hopes I have gotten all the crummy jokes out of my system. Jack Benny has returned in fine voice. Norm had been practicing with the nurses at Salem Hospital. Another birthday game scandal may very well erupt. There's only one book in the WBZ library. Down in the dumps? Depressed? Call up Karen. She'll laugh at anything. Ola di da o wi ha ha. Is Norm dreaming this, or is he still in Salem Hospital? And on a separate note, Anne sounds an awful lot like Ruth Klenet. Postgame, we discover Norm dislikes Mother's and Father's Day, and Joe the Baker gives a pep talk about Chelsea. Episode 98, Radiodorant. Rolls on to your ears now.
Now here's the five-day WBZ AccuWeather forecast from meteorologist Roy Gallant.
I guess we have to pay before we play. The weekend's looking great, Bob. Overnight, we're going to pay with a gusty breeze, cloudy skies, showery rains, and some thunder and lightning. Temperatures overnight mainly in the 60s, and then the weekend's looking much better. Any showers will exit early Saturday morning. We'll have some sunshine and a breeze the remainder of the day. The high Saturday near 80. Saturday night mainly clear, low 65. Sunday, a nice sunny day, high 82. The long-range forecast, periods of sun and clouds for both Monday and Tuesday, but thunderstorms are possible from late Monday on, to high both days 82. On Cape Cod, there'll be periods of rain, thunder, and wind right into Saturday morning, the low overnight 60. Saturday afternoon, some sunshine returning, high 76 to 80. Southern New Hampshire and southern Maine, rain into Saturday morning, along with areas of coastal fog, the low overnight 56. Saturday afternoon, some sunshine, high 74 to 78. I'm WBZ AccuWeather meteorologist Roy Gallant.
Temperature is now 71 degrees in Boston. And we'll check on the traffic. Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network. Jack?
Well, thank you, Norm. We are dealing still with some work crews on Route 495 southbound by Woburn Street in the Lowell-Tewksbury area. They should be there until about 6 o'clock in the morning. Also getting word of some work crews on Route 128 northbound and southbound by Route 138 in the Canton area. We have work crews in the South Station Tunnel on the northbound side. They'll be there until about 5:30. The roadways are wet, and we do have some pretty heavy puddling, so do watch out. I'm Jack Hart, WBZ 24-Hour Traffic Network.
Enjoy IHOP's Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Breakfast. Only $3.99 weekdays till 11. $3.99 for two eggs, two bacon, two sausages, two fruit-topped pancakes. Nobody does breakfast like IHOP does breakfast.
I'm WBZ's Dr. Lonnie Carton. From Sally Sixpack to Charlie Cokehead, how do we drug-proof our children and ourselves? The answer may be as close as your radio. Sensible, psychologically sound strategies for getting a grip on your life and your family's. Saturday from 9 to noon in the Learning Center Live on WBZ News Radio 1030.
Play the dum-dum-dum-dum-dum birthday game. You don't need skill, you don't have to be a brain. You just call Norm to play the dumb birthday game. Play the dumb, dumb birthday game.
That's the game we're going to play now, and I'll tell you the names of people who are born on this date. Also, some interesting people born and various other dates throughout the next week, the first week of August. And the idea is to guess and see how old you think they are. Isn't that a wonderful concept for a game? I think so. You betcha. Let me introduce you to some of the people who will be playing the game. Not some of them, but actually all of them who will, including Helen, who's in Boston. Hey, Helen.
Hi, Norm. Can I say hi to Jack Hart?
Go ahead.
Hi, Jack.
He'll be with you in a second. In fact, he can say hi to you right this very moment, can't you, Jack?
Oh, yeah. Hello.
How are you, Jack?
I'm well. How
you
are
know,
you?
You know, next to Norm, you come first.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I'm not exactly sure what line she's talking about.
I have no idea what that means either. And anyway, we also have with us Jimmy, who's in Winthrop. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi, Norm, and welcome back. And can I say hi to Miss Karen Messlener, who I miss very much, and she used to be the overnight producer, and I talked to her quite a bit a long time ago.
How are you?
Good, and I hope you're still singing.
I am trying.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay, everybody's got messages for everybody. That's really nice. And we have Ann, who's in Everett, who's playing the game with us today. Hi, Ann.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I say hi to Norm?
You can say hi to Norm. He's not with us right now. As you know, he's lying in state at the Hymanson Funeral Home on the North Shore. But he will be with you just a moment later.
Okay.
We also have Joe the baker, who's in Malden.
Good morning, Norm.
Are you at your baker shop, or you're at home?
No, I'm home.
You're home now. Okay. You don't want to say hello to anybody, but just a happy...
I'm glad to have you back.
Well, it's nice.
I missed you.
It's nice to be back. It's just so darn nice to be back. I like being back second only to not being back. I really thought very seriously that maybe retirement wasn't a bad thing as I was lying in bed looking up at the darks. And then I thought, retire and never ever play the dumb birthday game ever again? And I woke up in a sweat.
Perished the thought.
Yeah. So I recovered completely, and here I am. And, of course, you just said hello to Karen. Nice to have you with us, Karen Messlender.
Thank you.
And, of course, we have Tony Nesbitt, who's with us. Hi, Tony.
Can I say hello to someone?
Yes.
I'd like to say hello to myself.
It's going to be that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
I have to, not to rub your face in a check, but I tempted Karen to stay here.
I see.
Ha. I'm sorry, Jack.
There you go.
I wanted to come up to your place very badly. But
sure.
Tony persuaded me to stay.
You wanted to go up to his place?
Yeah, his place up there.
Place up there. What does that mean? His place? You mean where he does the traffic report?
Yes.
You don't mean his bachelor apartment?
No.
The traffic tower.
Yeah.
The traffic
tower. Provincial pad.
I like that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Does Jack have a bachelor apartment?
Yes.
I guess he does have. Well, he's a bachelor and he has an apartment, so we call it a bachelor apartment. I would think so. Yeah. And of course, what we persuaded Karen to stay here in the teen canteen.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah to you, Jack.
Well, thank you.
Oh, okay. The poor guy.
Okay, here's some birthdays today. Here's one today of today's the birthday of Dom DeLuise, who's the comic, as you know.
Who's fat?
A little fat comic. A little round, fat, flabby comic.
Yeah.
Actually, he's lost about 100 pounds. I think he's down to about 280 from 380.
Yeah, I know. His weight does vary quite a little bit from like 700 pounds down to about 560.
Kind of like Wolfie.
not a chance.
There's a name I haven't heard for 2 weeks.
Sorry, Norm.
Oh. Helen, what do you think? How old is Dom DeLuise?
I'd say
today?
About 60.
About 60. You'll say 60 then,
yeah.
Huh? Okay. Jimmy, what do you think?
He is a portly 63.
A portly 63. Okay. Incidentally, I still owe a lot of dumb birthday game prizes for the past several weeks, including... because I didn't get them out the last 2 weeks when I was out. So those of you who have won prizes and think that you're never going to get them, that's not true.
Well, I haven't gotten my weather stick from 8 months ago.
Well, that's from Tony. He sends out the weather sticks.
Norman?
I send out the other tacky stuff. Yes.
Norm, is everybody locked in their offices now?
Is everybody locked in their offices?
Well, you used to steal them.
Oh yeah, a lot of the desks, the drawers are locked. You know, yeah.
In fact, they won't even let you touch the typewriters.
Yeah,
anymore.
They put signs on typewriters saying "Do not touch," all that kind of stuff.
Well,
we just ignore them. I think what we're going to do is take that typewriter and give that out as a prize. Won't that serve them?
Oh, that'd be a surprise.
Oh,
how about the postage on that one? Probably Weston Nelson.
Hey, yeah, that's okay. That's okay with me. Anne, what do you think? How old is Dom DeLuise today, August 1st?
I think Dom DeLuise is 64.
64. Mm-hmm. Okay. Joe?
I'll say a rotund 59.
A rotund 59. And Tony?
A pleasantly plump 59.
Okay. And Karen?
I don't know. I'm the only one who has to think about it.
Right. That's right. Nobody knows. We just make wild guesses.
He doesn't look that old. Maybe 58.
Maybe 58.
Maybe.
What do you think, Jack?
I'll say a cheerfully chubby 63.
63, you're going to say the same as what Jimmy said.
Really?
Cool. Okay, the actual age of Dom DeLuise is 59.
Yeah!
Oh.
That's Joe the Baker and Tony Nesbitt.
Look
both
at that.
Guessed that 59.
And let me tell you, I'm the one half that isn't cheating. That was a pure guess.
Why, are you implying Tony's cheating?
No, never.
Oh, he probably is.
I heard Helen's call.
Seemed to be an implication there, though,
yep,
to me, too.
Yep.
I saw Helen looking at us. You know, Jack and I were in Barnes & Noble. They're picking up those celebrity books. Helen, I saw Helen. I said, Jack, you know, that's Helen.
She was
there
reading with a hole in the newspaper.
Yeah, yep, that's right.
Yeah, she cheats, too. There's no question about that in my mind. Okay, today is also the birthday of Jeffrey Holder.
Who's
the actor director. Jeffrey Holder.
That's
right.
He's the one. He's the voice that does the cola nuts. Yes.
That's right. He used to do the stop. Was it Stop and Shop? One of the.
Yeah,
that's right. One of the supermarket commercials.
Yeah,
nice watermelon. It's very nice. That's Jeffrey Holder. Also,
I need vegetable.
That's right. There you go.
Okay. Okay, we'll start with you, Karen. How old do you think?
Oh, God. No.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spring that on you like that.
Oh, boy. Oh, I don't know. 70-something. I don't know. 72.
Well, that is a silly guess. What do you think, Jack?
53.
Oh,
Jack's depressed.
Oh.
53. Okay.
I was only kidding, Jack. I didn't tempt her to stay here.
Hey, what's that?
I didn't tempt her to stay here. Oh. Now you make me feel bad for what I said.
Why?
Because you sound so down.
How do you figure that?
Oh, because, you know, Karen's here and...
Not there.
Yeah. There you go. And I'm sitting here all alone.
Oh. Yep.
Oh. Up in your with your traffic tower.
Yep.
Yeah.
No one to talk to.
Oh.
Except I can just yell at the television.
Tony, what do you think?
He's a fruity.
Oh, God.
Jeez. That sounded more like a Jack Hart line.
Yeah.
He's, how about pleasantly pulp?
Oh, God.
Wow, I don't know. Geez, 60.
So going bananas now.
62.
See, Jack.
62, you say?
Yeah.
And Joe, what do you think?
I want to get a grip on this one, Norman. Say 61.
61. Grip.
Holder.
Oh, holder, I see.
Oh.
What a bunch of losers we got today.
Who picked these up?
No, I thought I'd come back to something really exciting. Come back to worse than what I left.
Norma's off again next weekend.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I may take a 3 or 4 more weeks. And what do you say, big fella?
Big fella, okay.
Yeah.
Norman, you know what? I can't believe I must have been living under a rock for the past couple of years. I've never heard of this fella.
Jeffrey Holder, huh?
You may not know his name, but you'd know the commercial.
Yeah, Stop and Shop.
It's the commercial that I don't recognize at all.
Really?
I hear somebody.
Very deep voice.
Is he French?
No, he's sort of a Caribbean, I suppose,
yeah,
sort of.
Yeah. Actually, lives
sort of Calypso somewhere. Kind of stuff. He talks sort of Calypso style. He's got a very deep voice, and he laughs a lot.
And a bald head, right?
Bald head, that's right.
Is he Jamaican?
Yeah,
Jamaican. Jamaican. Yeah, Jamaican.
Is that the fellow with the vegetables?
Yes.
Yes. Never heard of him, huh?
No.
A couple of ripe melons. Yeah.
I think he's probably 60.
60.
I have no idea who
okay,
he is.
Okay, 60.
I don't know.
Jimmy, what do you say?
54.
And Helen?
65.
Okay.
Oh. Young like you, no.
I don't need your wise comments, Helen. Okay, actually, Tony got it on the button again. He's 62. Do that make you suspicious?
Really?
He's 62. Yeah, 62. A lot of you came very close.
Tony, what book did you get that out of?
Yeah, right?
The Fruit and Fiber Dictionary.
I guess I was the only one well off.
Yeah, your age compared to what we guessed, it was like apples and oranges.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
You got it all out of your system now? You got all those crummy jokes out of your system? Is that it?
I feel better now, yeah.
Okay, I got one that's maybe kind of tough. Well, tough for us old guys because we don't know the group. Group is Def Leppard.
Oh, yeah. That's my league.
Yeah, and Joe Elliott.
All right.
Okay, this is his... He was born on this very day also.
That's
my baby.
Def. Okay, we'll start with... I tell you what, let's start with Joe. You, Joe. How old is Joe Elliott of Def Leppard?
Good God. I don't want to get hysterical about this.
Hysteria.
Is that the name of one of the songs?
Hysteria.
It was never an album than a song.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, young hip kids know that.
Yeah.
39.
Oh, no, he's not that old.
I'm sorry, you said 39.
Okay. Oh, it's back in perfect form, Norm. They love it.
Yeah. All right.
He's been doing his Jack Benny ups all week.
Well, you know, while you're lying in bed, pain, you see, racking your body.
By yourself?
Who said that smutty remark?
Helen.
Is that you, Helen?
I love it. That's good.
Okay, let me ask a Jack Hart. How old is Joe Elliott?
What's the name of the group?
Def Leppard.
What?
Oh, I see. He's doing shtick. He's doing damn shtick.
Huh?
Don't milk it, Jack. One or two or three repeats of the same line can be okay, but when you start doing it 10, 12 times, then it gets to be a little wearing.
What was that?
See what I mean?
That was only number 9.
Oh, God.
37.
Oh.
Oh. Sorry. Hey.
And what do you think, Karen? How old is he?
He's 32.
32.
He's my baby. Yep.
Okay, Helen, what do you say?
33.
And Jimmy?
Well, he used to be an unheard-of cat.
Leopard cat, we get it.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, we get it.
And deaf on her. Okay,
some spots.
32.
Oh, Jack, shut up. Sorry. You say 32, Jimmy?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And Tony?
32.
Oh, he cheated.
And?
He's copying
32.
Oh, everyone's coming.
Okay, well, it's strangely enough, 32 is correct.
All right.
Tony, did you really? Are you really guessing these things?
I guessed three right in a row, right on the button,
and that's suspicious.
I knew Joe Elliott's age. The other two were guesses. I knew Joe Elliott.
Yeah.
When I hear a girl say the guy's my baby in such a passionate voice, I have to agree with her.
Yeah.
That helped
I love
too.
Him.
That helped too.
Yep.
Okay. No, really, Norm. Okay. I did know that one, but the other two, no.
Okay, that's close. Tony, Karen, Ann, and Jimmy all guessed that one then. So the only two people who have not guessed anything right on the button would be Jack. Huh? Jack with his bad jokes and Helen with her sexual innuendo.
Well, we're old timers. We don't know these young people.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, speak for yourself. Helen, for God's sakes, please. Okay, we're going to go to Monday the 3rd. Of August.
Hey, wait a minute.
And that is the birthday. Yeah, no, the other ones are not much fun to guess. Okay?
Who are they?
Never mind who they are. We're going to go to Monday the 3rd.
1 o'clock on the
Hey, just sit there and be quiet. When I ask you, you answer. Okay. I mean, this is non-debatable. Do you understand that? I happen to set the rules, and I happen to be a dictator. I'm going to be a right-wing fascist dictator. I'm almost a libertarian. That's how right-wing fascist I am.
Oh,
okay, this is Martin Sheen, who was born on Monday the year. He's born on the 3rd of August. Martin Sheen.
Oh, he's good. He's a good actor.
He also has a couple of sons. What's his son's name?
Emilio
Estevez.
Charlie Sheen.
And Charlie Sheen. That's right. Charlie, anyway, they're both his sons. Both the... They all look like him. They all have that blank look on their face, don't you think?
Charlie,
they have eyes like I just got up and I don't know what time it is. Look on their face.
The same thing.
Who is he, Norm?
I just explained who he is, Helen.
I can't hear you.
Helen, how old is Martin Sheen? We'll get you the first
what
guess.
Is he? Who is he?
He's an actor.
Oh.
Very good actor.
Yeah.
He played Bobby Kennedy in The Missiles of October.
That's right.
Huh.
And probably 45? Yes.
And Dolly Parton was his wife.
You're going to say 40? Is you saying 45, Helen?
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy, what do you think?
Martin Sheen is 59.
Oh.
Wow. 59. Really? Okay. Ann, what do you say? Ann? Do we lose Ann?
I just heard something.
Yeah, I heard a click.
I heard something click also.
Oh.
Maybe she got offended.
Uh-oh.
Are you back again, Ann?
Ann?
Is that Ann laughing?
I'm sorry.
Oh!
Are you there, Ann?
Maybe she's choking on a peach.
No, no. Who's laughing? Is that you, Ann?
Norman.
Yeah?
She's listening on delay. How the heck did that happen?
Hello?
Who is this?
Can anybody hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Ann, come on the phone, Ann. Come on, stop fooling around.
I'm on the phone.
Now, we can't hear you. You sound like you're a million miles off. Come on like you were before. Are you on the speakerphone? Is that what you were doing?
Yes, what happened was I fell out of bed.
Oh!
Wolfie was next to her, all right?
Yeah.
Tony will be right over.
And she can't get up.
Wolfie pushed her out of bed.
What the hell kind of a cuckamamie thing is going on here? Ann, how old is Martin Sheen?
Martin Sheen is.
Can you come closer to the damn phone so we can hear you?
Okay, wait a minute.
She's going to get off
the
floor.
Dust yourself off here.
No matter where I go.
Wolfie, move over.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Now we can.
Well, how old is Martin Sheen?
I'll say...
I don't even care anymore.
57.
How much?
57.
57.
That's enough for her.
What did you do, fall asleep and then fall out of bed? Is that what happened?
I really can't explain it. It was ridiculous.
Boy.
Okay. Actually, I knocked my speakerphone over. That's what happened. And that's why I got it. When I picked it up, I put it on so I could. I didn't have to keep you guys waiting. And yeah, look what I did. Oh, get it. Go ahead.
Oh God.
What do you say, kids? Shall we take a vote and get rid of this broad?
What did I say? Did I say he was 62?
You said 57. Do you remember that? Do you remember saying that?
57? I meant 52. I'm sorry.
You want to say 52?
I meant 52.
Did
52.
You bump your head when you fell off?
Yeah, the sherry.
Yeah, yes, what bottle have you been drinking from?
Man. Joe, what do you say?
Oh, boy, I don't know, Norm.
Well, nobody does, but that doesn't disqualify anything.
58.
Okay, Tony?
I have to say 56.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just think he's 56.
Okay, and Jack?
Huh? I'll go with 56 as well.
That's right. When you get a winning line, don't ever drop it, ever. In fact, you can keep it tomorrow. The next week, we can use the same line over and over and over again.
Okay.
This stops you from thinking at all, then. You hear me, Jack?
Saves time.
How's he gonna get a scanner?
Yeah, you can repeat the same line forever, become a total bore.
Too bad Ann didn't have a winning line. She would have held on to it when she was falling out of bed.
How old do you think he is, Karen? Martin Sheen?
Oh, God. 63, maybe?
Ooh.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Ouch. Oh.
Somebody just fell out of bed again. I think I heard a click. Okay. His actual age is 56. Strangely enough, it's Tony and Jack Hart this time. And Jack has gotten 4 out of 4. Tony has gotten 4 out of 4 exactly right.
Tony's got Paul from Malden on a speakerphone.
That's right. I think he's got somebody from the WBC Research Library or something feeding him answers.
Yeah.
No, but then again,
I think there's one book in that library.
The WBZ, that's right. And you know, anyway.
Now do you believe me, Norm, that they were both in the bookstore buying books on celebrities?
Yeah.
Well, it's becoming more plausible by the minute. That's true. Monday the 3rd is also the birthday of Tony Bennett, who's been around for a lot of years and is sort of coming into his own even more so now than in the past. He's a guest on a ton of shows. And finally, people are discovering just how really talented the man is.
I love him.
Yeah, he sings beautifully. I'm going to start with you, Karen. Tony Bennett.
Oh, 73, maybe.
73, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll mark down 73.
Maybe.
Okay, Jack, what do you say?
You know, I'd go from rags to riches just to hear one of his songs.
I'd like to take you, put you in a bag, and leave you in San Francisco. One of the cable cars that goes directly to the stars. That's right. Yeah.
No, leave his body here. Just take his heart.
Yeah, just.
I left Jack Hart in San Francisco. Yeah. Okay.
That was good. Sorry.
Back now to the program.
Yeah.
The loveliness of traffic.
I'll say that he's 69.
Okay. And what do you say, Tony?
68.
Joe?
68.
Yeah, he's going with Tony now.
You figure you were the winner, huh?
I'm wrong this time, though.
Ann, what do you say?
70.
70. Okay. Jimmy?
74.
And Helen?
69.
You're going to say the same as Jack?
Yep.
Okay.
One's going with me, one's going with Jack. Uh-oh.
And one's going with the little boy who lives down the lane. Okay, the actual age of Tony Bennett today, not today, but on Monday the 3rd, it will be 66.
Oh, boy.
66. Joe said 68, and Tony said 68. And so they would be the closest.
Oh, my God. Tony was a perfect score.
He just threw in a 68 to throw us off the track.
Yeah, you think? Yeah, I think so.
I think his PR man has given him another birthday. That doesn't sound right. Does he look 66?
66? No, he would be about that, I would think.
Yeah.
I must have been thinking of Sinatra or something.
Sinatra is actually about 75, I believe.
Oh, 75. See, I would have been closer there.
He'll be. Yeah, he'll be 76 in December.
Yeah.
Thank you very much,
Jim. Okay, let me give you one for Wednesday. Next Wednesday, the 5th of August, is the birthday of Lonnie Anderson.
Ooh.
Maybe the most perfectly formed woman in the history of womankind. And apparently a very, very bright lady also, very interesting lady. Okay, let's start with, let's start with you, Helen. How old would Lonnie Anderson be?
Oh, I'd say about 45.
Okay, and Jimmy?
Lonnie is about 47.
47. Ann?
It's hard to believe. I think she's 39.
you don't really
there we go.
Believe that.
Everybody's silent.
Oh, I am. Well. Okay. Go to it. 30, I just did. That was, you know, my whole, you see, routine. Joe, if you could tear yourself away from your, like, you know, jelly donuts and give us a guess. How to your home now. Actually, you're not anywhere near jelly donuts.
You have
donuts.
Been practicing at shows, Norm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was doing for 2 weeks.
I did it for the nurses at the Salem Hospital.
Good place
say,
to do it.
Excuse me, do you have 39 bedpans, please?
Oh, God.
Okay, well, how old do you think she will be Wednesday the 5th, Joe?
Tony, what are you going to guess?
Yeah. Hey, will you stop that. Just stop that.
46.
46. And Tony? That's my line, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, cut that out.
Yeah.
45.
Yeah. Jack?
48.
40. Karen?
I said 46.
You say 46?
40, yeah, 46.
Okay, that same as good. What Joe said.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're right.
We are?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She'll be 40. She'll be 46. So Joe and Karen both got that.
I get 2 points.
Missed it by that much.
Yeah, it was close.
Yes.
I didn't think she was 39, but I just can't stand it if you don't act like Jack Benny over a few minutes.
No, that was something. No, but Joe guessed 39 for Joe Elliott of Def Leppard. So
and
I
knew he wasn't 39.
Yeah, I know. You guys just love
but
the Ann way
needs
I do
to
that.
Hear it every few minutes. See, that's what she said.
Okay, actually, let me see what the score now would be. Tony has 5 out of 6.
Oh my God!
And what? 4 more exactly.
Karen has 2.
Yay!
Jack has 1.
Aww.
Joe has 3.
Ooh!
I beg your pardon.
Ann and
Jimmy both have 1 apiece.
We'll
and,
yeah.
And Helen?
Yeah.
You're a loser. You have nothing. You have aww. Nothing.
Nada.
Okay, I'm going to give you just 1 more, okay? Although
okay.
It's pretty clear that nobody's going to overcome cheating Tony's lead. Ooh, did I say that? Whoops. Thursday, August 6th is the birthday of Robert Mitchum. I have a collector's item here in my pocket. It's a picture of Robert Mitchum with at least 1 of his eyes all the way open.
He should have played prune face on Dick Tracy without any makeup.
Oh, God.
Okay, Robert Mitchum. We'll start with, let's start with you, Joe. How old will Robert Mitchum be on Thursday the 6th?
Oh, boy, Norm.
Okay.
66.
66, says Joe.
That's the root.
Wow.
Oh, good.
Talk about bad.
Well, man.
You get your kicks, man.
We're lucky we got Karen here. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what was funny.
She's following the script.
She's okay, isn't she?
Yeah.
What a lovely day she'd be, huh? For somebody depressed down in the dumps and thought, I think I've lost it. I'm not funny anymore. Call up Karen. Take her to the movies.
She'll laugh at anything.
Yeah, she'll just sit there and giggle at you. Jimmy, what do you say? How old do you think Robert Mitchum will be?
Well, Robert Mitchum, since my guess is going to stink, I might as well slap on some deodorant before I guess.
You know, I was thinking of that. The Mitchum deodorant.
Right.
I don't know why, but anyway.
Karen, you already have a date for the prom. You don't have to overdo it.
77,
you say, Jim?
Yeah.
Okay. And Jack, what do you say? Oh, here comes the bad joke.
You know, I didn't have a bad joke for this anywhere.
Oh, God.
I put one Robert Mitchum under each armpit, keep him there for 5 days. You won't smell.
Why don't you put a little bit of Robert Mitchum up each nostril, and nobody's going to bother you then.
Oh, God. That could be fun. Let's try it. No.
72.
Is he really up there?
Well, why don't you take a guess, Karen?
Is he? Oh, God.
Up your nose?
No. No, up there. No.
Why do I feel like I'm at a girl's pajama party? Why is that? Why do I feel that way?
I'm sorry. Well, God, it must be like 72 then. I don't know. Like
72? Is that what you're saying? 72?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah.
You sound like a character out of a Woody Allen movie.
I'm so indecisive. I don't know. Yeah.
What's the name of the woman who was in the Woody Allen movies a lot? Not Diane Mia Farrow, Keaton. But Diane Keaton. Yeah, she talks. She talks like that.
Oh, does she?
Oh, la di da. Oh, wee. Okay, Helen. What do you say?
70.
70.
Yeah.
70 for Robert Mitchum. Okay, Tony.
I'm gonna have to stick with.
Aww.
Keep rolling on.
Yeah. Oh.
You were thinking of that, weren't you?
75. Yes, I was.
You were thinking
75? Is that what you said?
Yes,
75.
I did. 75.
Tony was deep in the mud.
That joke to be banned.
Oh, God. The humor
is this average. Is this as bad as is this as bad as it seems to me? Am I dreaming this?
And it's just our little secret.
Am I still back in Salem Hospital? And I'm just dreaming this, aren't I? This is not really happening. None of this.
You better go back chasing those nurses around, Norm.
Well, that ruined the whole thing.
God.
That was some good jokes, Norm. Those were
very funny. Very funny.
Oh, Anne?
Let's dial up. No.
Anne.
Norm.
Yes. I wonder if we can bring a sense of some kind of reason to all of this. And you tell me how old you think
I will tell you something.
Yes.
I only wish you hadn't asked Tony before me for the simple reason that I know for a fact how old Robert Mitchum is because I have had a mad crush on him since before his eyes started to close.
His eyes were like that at birth.
That's what happened to him.
You know the movie Holiday Affair where he played in Janet Leigh and where they show every other day on American Classic movies?
I haven't
seen. He buys a train for her little boy.
No, I haven't seen
that. For a Christmas present.
Does he have his eyes open in that one?
Yes, he is absolutely gorgeous there.
And that's when he had two eyebrows before he shaved the top one off.
That's when he was gorgeous.
One eyebrow. Yeah. Over both.
Oh, God.
Anyway, I know for a fact this man is 75 because I have been watching him very closely.
I see.
But he can't see you.
No, he can't.
You like 75-year-old guys?
No. I liked him before.
He was constantly winking at you anyway.
I liked him before.
Permanent.
Oh, before, I see.
But I still like to check up on him every once in a while.
Okay.
At his age, he's finally getting as wrinkly as his suits.
You died a fellow Professor Brown on AMC.
Well, I wasn't too
off. I've learned so much about Robert Mitchum.
Boy.
In the past few minutes.
And all the deodorant jokes got pretty hairy,
but
too.
You know what's amazing?
Yeah?
I didn't mean to interrupt, Jack. What's amazing is, for the fact that he looks so brutal, the fact that he looks so bad, I mean, seriously, this man is really, he is really in demand. Have you seen what he's been in?
Well,
he was in Time and Remembrance, War of the World, or whatever the heck.
Winds of War.
Yeah, Winds of War.
I mean, thought he was awful in that.
I know it. I can't believe it.
Yeah, wasn't he awful?
I think they still think he looks like he did when he was in Holiday.
He's in demand to be awful.
Huh?
He's in demand to be awful.
I don't understand. I think he's going on his past experience or his past performances.
Maybe his past life.
It was at one time it was kind of hip to like Robert Mitchum because he was sort of the anti-hero, hero
he
kind of type. And now he sort of walks in a dreamlike like he's in a seance going through his parts, and he's really quite awful.
It's all true what you're saying, but he's still 75. Mark my word.
You're absolutely right, Anne.
Yes, I am.
You and, strangely enough, Tony, too, is 75.
Tony, you get the same book I have.
Okay, so Tony got, it's embarrassing to say this.
I know it.
He got six out of seven.
Wow! Wow!
And I was off. I was only off by one on the element too.
Yeah.
Norm.
Yes.
Don't you think that when Tony wins, all the people that play with him should send him a present?
If you would like to do that, it's okay with me.
Okay.
Hey! Wow! Why didn't we think of this like a year ago?
Wait a minute. He'd really be okay, but
coming in second was. It was Joe who had had the three, and Karen had a couple, and let's see, Jack, and well, Ann had a couple, and Jan, Jack and Jimmy both had one apiece. Helen, do you want to explain yourself?
I got A for effort.
I think she said I got A for effort. Did you understand that?
Wow, no, it starts with an E.
Yes.
I got A for effort.
I got an
effort. You got E for awfully nice.
The kids are here waiting, and they haven't done this for 2 weeks, you know.
No, that's true. No, that's why we had such a rip, snorting good one this time, okay? So Tony is the winner again this time.
Tony!
Norm, it's not everyone I'd stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning for.
Okay, I want to thank all of you for taking part in the game. Helen?
Good night, Norm.
Good night, Helen.
Night.
And good night to you too, Jimmy.
Good night, Norm.
Bye.
Good night, Joe Boy. That's what it sounds like.
And Karen, thank you very much for playing
the
game.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, and thank you also, Jack Hart.
Oh, thank you. I'm going back to my game of solitaire.
Poor lonely
Jack.
Oh, that's too bad. I thought you were paying attention to traffic and we're going to have some kind of report for us, but what the heck? I suppose that was in the cards. Oh, let me get rid of him quick. It becomes contagious. Hey, Joe?
Norm.
Yes.
How's
your little daughter?
Well, I was going to say to you that I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day, and I hate to ask you about it because I know how much you dislike the holiday.
I do dislike Father's Day and Mother's Day. I do dislike them because I think people are put under the gun that they have to buy a gift because it's Father's Day, and it's the merchants who do that, and they want to make a buck. I don't blame them for it, but I wish they'd not pretend that it was such a swell kind of emotional thing. It's right. It's strictly a commercial day. It turned out to be the kids were nice.
Norm, I had the first and probably the best, and if the next year gets beat, I'll be surprised that I came home working my rear end off to find a cake on the table and a couple cards, and it was great. I spent the whole day with the kid.
Well, I hope each year gets better for you.
Oh, I hope. And quickly, one thing, Norm.
Yes?
Paul had called earlier. It was like a little irate about Chelsea.
Oh, yes. He was talking about Carlin and what kind of a job is this? It's still not a livable city. And he was going, I think he was overstating his case.
I've worked there for 5 years, Norm.
Yes.
Going on six.
Lucky you.
Tony, am I talking to you?
I'm sorry.
Norm, it's dramatically improved down there compared to what it was when I first started working there.
You think it's because of the changes that Carlin has made in the
police department doing a great job? Yeah. I think that, he's only been there in a year.
10 months actually. Yeah.
He was saying about the people living there and stuff. That my boss has built up his property, made it look nice. Crossed the street. Now this is the area where the Chelsea fire was. I know just recently there's two abandoned buildings across the street. One that people lived in. Someone bought that, doing the whole thing over, and the residents are ecstatic about the work. They're building it's going to be some kind of school, some kind of trade thing. That's going to be next door to my shop. And I've walked all over that place. Now, granted, Norm, there's a couple of blocks that are bad news, and there are drugs and things like that. But for a city that's only 2 miles square, I mean, I think it's dramatically done the whole downtown. I think it's very nice. It's not the greatest. It's still the inner city, but I disagree with them.
Yeah, the downtown area, they fixed up really nice with the brick sidewalks and all of that, and the trees they put up there. Yeah, that actually, the downtown area is quite
area
nice.
I've been going fishing up there. I can't believe how beautiful it is. He said that there was paper on the street and stuff. Now, like I said, some parts of Chelsea are like that. I'd challenge him to find a piece of paper, that whole area up there in Admiral's Hill where the condominiums are. Hmm. It's beautiful.
Oh, well, that's quite a nice, particularly nice area.
And it's a small place, but I mean, it's a gradual thing. I've never in five going on 6 years, Norm, had my car broken into, had any kind of problem. One little thing when I worked there, and it was a foolishness on my part. But it's a beautiful place. I mean, not beautiful, but it's not like he described it. I disagree with him.
Totally. No, I think he has a thing about politicians, and he wanted to strike out
good at them, I think. Everywhere.
Well, you know, I think he was unfair. He's ascribing to Carlin a whole lot of things that Carlin was not appointed to take care
correctly.
Of. No, he's supposed to put the city on its feet financially, that's all. He wasn't to beautify the city or make it more livable or anything beyond that, just financially, just fix it financially so that they were not in debt.
It's gradually is, but it's not going to happen overnight. He lives in a nice area where he is. He said he was in Prattville.
Yeah.
And that's just basic suburbia. It's anywhere like across the United States.
I don't know whether he lives in Prattville now. I guess
I think
he might have lived there at one time.
Right.
I lived there at one time also.
Right, yeah. Right. But it's a gradual thing. And Norm, can I make a prediction before I go?
Sure.
In 10 years, Chelsea will be a part of Boston. I firmly believe that.
Can I get back to you? I don't know where I'll be in 10 years, but I imagine you'll still be in Chelsea, and I'll reach you.
I'm just saying that because the school's been taken over by, was it UMass?
No, BU.
BU. And there's something going on in the police department right now, too, with the Boston police. So it's going to be a gradual thing, and I can see the fire department happening, too. So.
Okay, Big Joe.
Be good, Uncle Norm.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Ann.
Yes.
Son of a gun, you're still there, you little cutie.
Yeah, you know why? I wanted to tell you fellas, I'm sorry about what happened, but you know what? Satin sheets are dangerous.
Oh, you're on satin sheets, eh?
Well, somebody told me they were comfortable, but they didn't tell me how slippery they were.
And the first time I've heard of somebody just sliding right out of bed. Isn't that just so sexy, eh?
It was so much fun talking to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Ann.
Good night.
Good night. And Tony, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Norman. In keeping with tradition, someone said they enjoy this as the favorite part of the show, as of course is when I...
That's right, when he hangs up on himself. Okay, we'll take some calls in just a bit. 254-1030, area code 617.
Let's take a moment to hear from our sponsors. And will you look at this? Mr. Jeffrey Holder has stopped by to tell us all about 7-Up.
A word of advice, beware of the imitators, clear soft drinks that compare themselves to 7-Up, the one and only Uncola. The real test lies with you, the people, and you buy more 7-Up than all other clear soft drinks combined. Ah, let them compare all they want. You have made 7-Up number one. The people have spoken and the choice is clear. The Uncola.
Two out, bottom of the ninth, and the MVP was up. I threw three curves that broke like dive bombers. His bat never moved. Not bad for the only girl in our little league. That was the first time the guys ever gave me five. I've never forgotten how great that felt because I'm still giving five to the kids. 5 hours a week and 5% of my income is the goal I set to help others. So no matter what cause you're giving to now, give more. Give five. For more information, call 1-800-55-GIVE-5.
A message from Independent Sector and the Ad Council.
This is where they grow 7-Up. And from these, 7-Up gets its natural, light, refreshing taste. Crisp and clean and no caffeine. Never had it, never will. Now, you already know how much caffeine Pepsi and Coke have. But did you know that Mellow Yellow and Mountain Dew have even more caffeine? Now, just try growing something like that around here.
Don't you feel good about 7-Up?
What a voice. Thanks again, Jeffrey. Closing the vault and leaving this world a little sillier than we found it. For Heavy Puddling, Saying Hello, Dr. Lonnie Carton, The Learning Center.
Hello.
Sally Sixpack, Charlie Cokehead, The Hymanson Funeral Home, The Fruit and Fiber Dictionary, The Little Boy Who Lives Down the Lane, The WBZ Library, Giggly Giddiness, The Woodsman's Weather Stick, 7-Up, IHOP's Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Breakfast, Girls Pajama Parties, Jack Benny, Robert Mitchum, Rip Snortin' Good Times, Chelsea Mass, Satin Sheets, Salem Hospital, Roy Gallant, Bob McMahon, Jack Hart, Karen Messlener, and the regret-filled Norm Nathan, I'm to